Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, is it okay to add to or take away from the words of God? Also, our hot topic, we examine Christian leaders telling the United States government we will not recognize gay marriage. And our Facebook post for today, are you a blessing?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. I want to remind everybody, if you want to, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany and Joseph and Maria and baby. New baby. I can't wait till the baby's able to talk and they're still with us and we're talking about, your parents are own Current Solar Contracting. Uh-huh. Can you just see that? That's going to be funny. All right, so here's the bottom line. How would you like to save money every single month without coming out of pocket to get the whole thing started? That simple. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Current Solar Contracting. Now, these are folks that have been with us for a while, a little over a year. Their company has doubled in size. They are not so big, though. They'll forget your name. They're not so small. They can't do the job. They're doing great. And they're participating in things that take place in the church community. It's awesome. You can also check them out at currentsd.com. That's currentsd, SD for San Diego, currentsd.com. You should not call them if you want to pay more. Don't call them. But if you want to pay less every month and you don't want to come out of your pocket, call them. 619-272-0303. Current Solar Contracting. By the way, you can put that in any search engine and they're going to arrive, or you will arrive, at an opportunity to go to their website. So now for some family business that we need to take care of, Robo Producer, take it away.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Time!
Classic.
Oh. Is marching on.
Time is marching on. A big happy birthday to our very own Vicky, who helps coordinate everything at KPRZ and KCBQ, all of the things that take place from a office managerial point of view. They go through Vicky. It all has to go through Vicky. Now, I want to tell you an email that her and I had just moments ago, a quick exchange where our own very Ohio State Ron, thoughtful and wise, said to Vicky, you know, happy birthday. And so I wrote, where everybody could read it, 40? Like a little question mark. She wrote back, she goes, one of those numbers is right. And then I wrote back and I went, 4? I says, because sometimes. That's the kind of love we have going on here. Happy birthday, Vicky. Good job surviving yet another year here at the studios of KPRZ and KCBQ. How's that? Isn't that great? Happy birthday. That's a great song, by the way. Good job, Robo Producer. You like that song. You like that
birthday song. It's my favorite birthday song.
That's a great one. That really is good. All right, so we've got a couple things that we want to make sure to take care of. We're going to be talking about, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about taking away and adding to the Word of God. I think that's a pretty cool topic. Plus, there is a group of Christian leaders that actually got together and have sent something off to the United States government, to the Supreme Court. We're going to discuss that as well. Plus, because we don't just do a couple of things. Plus, we're also going to be looking at our Facebook post, which has to do with whether you yourself, you as in you, the person listening, or me, person speaking, can be a blessing. Can we be a blessing? Should we be a blessing? So before we get there, I want to do this quick DDD. It's called Amazing Provisions. Amazing Provisions. Amazing. Amazing. See, I'm even typing it in IM. Amazing. Amazing Provisions. Also found in Deuteronomy. I am just in Deuteronomy. I am just all over the Old Testament. Just loving it. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4. I want you to catch this. Some things are better caught than taught. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4. This is Moses addressing the children of Israel on the review of their journey from Egypt. So this is coming from Exodus all the way through to Deuteronomy. Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They're coming through the journey, and Moses is doing a review of their lives. And listen to this very short verse, but be amazed. Your clothing did not wear out, and your feet did not swell these 40 years. What? Your clothing did not wear out, and your feet did not swell these 40 years. Now, you have to think. Got to be a thinker sometimes. When you listen to the word, when you're engaging in the word, when you're reading the word, you got to stop doing the academic thing and try to get yourself in connection with the Lord. If you were 5 years old and you traveled in the desert for 40 years, how old would you be? You would be 45. Would the pair of pants and shirt that you wore when you were 5 fit you when you are 45? Only if you were a very, 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 very tiny person who remained tiny for 40 years, which is probably not what happened. So therefore, your clothes never wore out, and your feet didn't swell, which means that as your feet got bigger, because when you're 5, your feet are one size. When you're 45, your feet are another size. Your shoes grew with your feet. Your shirt grew with your stomach, so to speak. Your pants grew with your stomach. In other words, the clothing never went bad in 40 years. Has anybody stopped to consider how impossible that is? Well, let me get this straight. So they're going through the desert. They didn't go to Sal's tailor shop. They didn't get a suit. They didn't get a fitting. They didn't go to Kmart. They didn't go to Walmart. No, they didn't go any of those places because all those places were not yet there. So how did their clothes continue? It wasn't as though they said, let's have a big sewing holiday. That should be fun. So. It's like, that's not what happened. What happened is that their clothes grew with them. Their feet never swelled. Now, if you are 5 years old and you have a pair of shoes on, whether they're sandals or not, I know everybody thinks that they had these like sandals that everybody wears in California. I'm not convinced that's correct. I think they probably had more of a leather style wraparound thing. But it doesn't matter, because at 5 years old, it would be one size, and at 45, it would be another size, but your feet never swelled. How's that possible? It's not. It's actually impossible. Only a miracle could make that happen. But then again, in a desert where there is nothing, not even an outlet mall, they have provision of clothing that continues with them and endures and works with them their entire 40 years. I want a pair of pants like that so that when I get bigger at the 45, 50, 55 age. Now, keep in mind, some people were 10 and traveled for years and years. Just think about that. They're 10 years old when they start. They're 50. I got news for you. There's a little bump there. There's a little tire there. But guess what? The clothing maintained. Because in the desert where there is nothing, God is able for the clothing and the shoes for 40 years to endure. That, my friends, that's amazing provisions. Now, what was the stress about the rent? What was that stress about that bill? If God can extend it in a desert where the clothes grow with the person, can he not feed and take care and clothe you? Yes, he can. And he does. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at adding to or taking away from the Word of God.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for your old trade today. 2015 Kia Optima, just $111 per month lease. With a payment like that, why not drive home two for $222? Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
God is always accessible in our time of need.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Joe Stoll. Technology is a blessing in so many ways. Need a bit of information about a health problem? All you have to do is access the internet, where you instantaneously get a list of options to guide your search. Need to contact a friend? Just send a text, email, or Facebook post. But technology can also be frustrating at times. The other day, Joe needed to access some information in his bank account and was asked a list of security questions. Unable to recall the exact answers, Joe was blocked from his own account. And think of the times when an important conversation is cut off because of a dead cell phone battery, with no way to reconnect until you find a plug to recharge it. All of this makes Joe delighted with the reality that when he needs to access God in prayer, there are no security questions and no batteries required. Joe loves the assurance that 1 John 5:14 gives us when we read, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." God is always accessible, for He never slumbers nor sleeps. And thanks to His love for us, He is waiting and ready to listen. Have a spare moment? Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app. Or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was brought to you from Our Daily Bread Ministries.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to make sure everybody knows that the weather is wonderful. If you don't know it's wonderful, stick your head outside. If you're able to stand up from work and take 5 minutes and walk outside, you'll be like going, wow, wonderful. Also, the traffic, not too bad. Not horrible. I give that about 10 minutes. Then I think that report changes. Okay, a couple things to tell you. One, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's number one. Number two, I want to remind people tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is the loony day of all. Now, people are thinking, what? Tomorrow's the loony day. See, tomorrow at crazyprice.mall.com, half price tuitions, which are already half price. So you're starting off half price tuitions, which are already half price, are going to be even lower than half price, but for one day only. You know, I have those one day only sales and they blow stuff out and so on and so forth. That's what you got going on. So let me tell you some of the schools that are involved. Escondido Adventist Academy, Escondido Christian School, Community Christian School, City Tree Christian School, Trinity Christian School. Oh my goodness. You've got to go to crazyprice.mall.com tomorrow. You get one day and one day only. And at the end of that day, it's over. And they're not doing it again for another year. So if you're like, man, I'm thinking about putting my child in Christian education. Guess what? The best deal you can possibly get is going to be tomorrow at crazyprice.mall.com. It's going to happen all day long, but I'm warning people. This is my warning, right? You hearing me? I'm doing my own warning. Do, 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 do. Warning, warning, warning. Crazyprice.mall.com all day until they run out. They're not unlimited. Each school has a certain amount that they have allotted that we can do half price tuitions on. And tomorrow it's less than half price. But once they're gone, so if there's three for a school, once those three are gone, gone. Got nothing. There's no, you can't, oh, I tried to get there and they were gone. Oh, well. That's why you got to go to crazyprice.mall.com. It's your shot, your responsibility. You got to take care of it. Look at the listen to those list of schools and tell me that's not an outstanding. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? I mean, half price and then less than half price. I'm thinking hokey dokey. That's pretty good. I would say pretty good. Okay, let's see. I wanted to talk about this one element. I don't know if I want to kind of get into it now or not. I think I'll wait on it because it's kind of deep. It has to do with, you know, spiritual warfare, whatever the case may be. Now, what I do want to bring up, though, is we were talking about adding to or taking away the word. I think this is going to end up being a double segment here. I think so. That's what I think. Here's the question. Is it okay to add to or take away from the words of God? Now, the standard answer is no, right? Okay, you can't take away from the Word of God, but let's talk about how that is approached. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 3 says, "You must not add anything to what I command you or take away from it so that you may keep the commands of the Lord your God I am giving you." Okay, got it. I'm not supposed to add anything. I'm not supposed to take away from anything, right? Add and take away. We kind of already know that's bad, especially when we get into Revelation. You know that's bad. We'll talk about it in a second. But let's talk about what that is in taking away. Let's kind of define that. Do you know the first place that the Word of God was taken away? Do you have an idea in your brain, your mind going, what, the first place? First place the Word of God was taken away. Where was that? In the garden. When Adam and Eve have the confrontation with the animal, the snake, over the fruit, and the enemy says this, "Yea, hath God said?" Right there is the first example of the Word of God being taken away. Because what the enemy does is he says, "Did God really say that?" Challenging that's what God spoke. Now, you might sit there and think, well, duh, everybody knows that. But yet, you and I struggle in spiritual warfare on a regular basis when the enemy says to us, "Yea, hath God said?" Did he really promise never to leave you nor forsake you? Because you and I both know, and this is what he tells you, you're a really bad sinner. And then you sit there and go, "Oh, Lord, I hope you never leave me. I know I'm a really bad..." And all of a sudden, you descend. And you don't realize it, but that is the taking away of the Word of God as well, where the enemy comes in, challenges what God says, takes it away, and then you're sitting there going, and how many Christians? I've probably counseled over 1,000 Christians in my lifetime saying this one thing: "I don't know if I'm really saved. I don't know if I'm really saved. I said the sinner's prayer. I asked Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of my life. I confess my sins, but I don't know if I'm saved. You know, I don't know why? Because the enemy comes in on all of the scriptures that are reaffirming and goes, yea, hath God said? And the person goes, ooh. Now, I want to leave that there, because when we come back from the break, I want to go into the adding. So that's part of the taking away. Then we're going to come back and go into the adding. I want you to just see that taking away from the Word of God has multiple approaches, but it started in the garden in the same spirit that tried to pull away the Word of God from Adam and Eve and was successful at it is the same spirit that's fighting against you. The father of lies is fighting against you, pulling away the Word of God. Stay aware. This is a war. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What or who are you substituting for God in your life? And how's it working out for you? This is Jim Garlow. There's a good reason we call God Savior. Savior means somebody who saves us. The implication being that we need to be saved. Saved from our sins. Saved from our self-centeredness. If I ask you to spell sin, you'd likely say S-I-N. Well, I'd spell it S-E-L-F. Self. Self-absorption. Self-centeredness. Me first. But God comes along and He says, I want to be the epicenter of your life. I want to save you from self. But what's at the center of your life right now? When Jesus died on the cross, He took your imperfections, assigned them to Himself, and paid a dear price for it. And He wants to be at the center. And when He is, He makes all the difference. Find out more at jimgarlow.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Take a once-in-a-lifetime journey to the place where it all began.
It just brings me to tears to see that Jesus walked in this area.
Are you kidding me? We're in the Holy Land. We're walking where Jesus walked. Everywhere we've gone has been special.
Coming to Israel and walking the very places that these stories we read about in the Bible are told brings everything to life.
Journey to Israel, where this once-in-a-lifetime experience is waiting for you.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. You're also welcome to call at 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I think I kind of prophesied, and in this case, not foretelling of the mind and heart of God, but future telling that I told you about 10 minutes ago. Give it 10 minutes to see what happens to the traffic. It's a mess. I'm just telling you. 10 minutes later, it went from not bad, it was really not that bad, to it's backed up all the way. It's like, wow. You just got to wait till that, like, 315, 316, 317, 318, ding, and then it just all happens at once. So anyway, one of the things we're discussing is taking away and adding to the Word of God, and what we did was we approached the taking away part differently by just simply saying that in the garden, that was the first place that the Word of God was taken away when Satan said, "Yea, hath God said." And I will say, because one thing I didn't mention is the enemy is taking away the Word of God by, just so you can know, from the earth, from the planet, by using social and cultural and political correctness. And that's diminishing the Word of God, because the Word of God's no longer in play. And then people who are quote unquote Christians then go, "Well, the Bible was obviously written incorrectly, or they interpreted it wrong, and it was all." And it's like, you're just like going, dude, talk about abandoning your faith because you don't have the courage to stand up. But that's what they do. They're abandoning and allowing the Word of God to be taken away.
I like the way you put it over the break. You and I were talking. Well, he's a thief, so what does he do? He steals the Word of God from you.
Yeah, he steals the truth. Of course. I mean, that's his, first of all, he's a thief, one who operates by stealth. That's his identity. He steals, so he takes away the Word of God. Now I want to talk about the flip side of that, and that's the adding to. And, you know, we talked about that from Deuteronomy. Here's Revelation 22, 18, and 19. "For I testify to everybody who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anybody adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life." This is in reference to specifically Revelation, but the principle is connected to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 3, the adding to and taking away, which is absolutely forbidden. So you're thinking in your mind, well, what do you mean adding to? And most people, and I'll say a lot of conservative Christians, will say, well, that's like the movement where people are prophesying and so on and so forth. It's like, no, it isn't. Since I know people think that's what it's like, nope, that's, I know, good, nice try, but that's not what it's talking about. And somebody's got to have the courage to say it, and here it is. They're talking about stuff like the Book of Mormon, which is put on the same level as the Word of God. And it's like, no, it isn't. That's adding to. You've added an entire writing. For evangelical, Bible-believing Christians, we believe that the Apocrypha is adding to the Word of God. We don't believe that that's sufficient. So while people are trying to operate in this, well, that amongst Christians going, oh, that's, you know, Baptists are going, that's Pentecostals. Pentecostals, that's Charismatics. Charismatics are going, no, that's the extreme this and this. It's like, no, that's writings and rules and additions. That could be, it almost be even just as justifiable to say that's the church's private Ten Commandments that every church has, because that's adding to the Word of God. It is, no matter what you say. But it really is, think about the books that people have written, the false gospels. In you know, not that long ago, probably about a year and a half or 2 years ago, they were talking about the Gospel of Judas. There is no Gospel of Judas. If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, dude's ending was not happy for him to write a happy ending. Didn't work that way. It's just false. And it's adding to the Word of God, and it's forbidden. You're not allowed to do it. Now, people will say, well, does that mean you wouldn't vote for Mitt Romney because he believes that? No, I wasn't voting for a pastor. I was voting for a leader of the country. And the one who was claiming to be Christ-like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, come on. That's the issue is, I want a guy that knows economics. I want a guy that knows 2 + 2 = 4, not 2 + 2 = give me your money. Come on. But when you add to the literature of Scripture and claim it on the same scale as Scripture. Now, keep in mind, just recently, that this lady came out, this quote-unquote scholar from Notre Dame, about how with evidence that Jesus was married and that da 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 da, just like going, come on, Come on, it's so ridiculous. You're trying to add to the Word of God. Not only is it forbidden, but you take it upon yourself when you stand before the Lord so you can identify before the Lord. Well, I believed in this writing, and just have the Lord look at you and go, uh-huh, but that wasn't my writing. What are you going to say? But it was popular. Wow, you know, that's great. So is a peace sign. So is a smiley face. That's popular. But those two things won't get you into heaven. And adding to the Word of God creates problems because, I can just tell you the simplicity of this. Adding to the Word of God creates problems because you're already in a process with the Holy Spirit trying to work on following the Word of God. Now you want to add something that's not divine into the mix. Good luck with that cake mix. I can't wait to see how that comes out. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Oh, by the way, in case I didn't tell you, the same being that creates, yea, hath God said, is the one who also says, no, add this. It's the same father of lies who's opposed to the truth. He either takes away from the word or tries to add something that's not the word to dilute the word. Either way, it's a falsification. And we need to be aware of that. False gospels, the Book of Mormon, apocryphas, things that people come up with, scholars, they say it's this, we have proof, it's this. Don't worry, science told you only 80 years ago, smoking was terrific for you. Just believe them because they say it's true. That'll get you far. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at Christian leaders telling the United States government no to gay marriage.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I know you may have lost money in the stock market. You may be dissatisfied with what the banks are paying. Your 401k, SEP, IRA has dropped drastically. Or you may say, oh boy, the market's coming back. I'll stay put. Yeah, right. When is the next stock market fall going to happen? I don't want to ever lose 40% again. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Now you don't ever have to go backwards again due to stock market decline. Insurance companies guarantee it. It's called indexed annuities. America's best kept secret. Get this. No fees, no commissions paid out of your funds. Just historically the safest place you can put your money, and you get me, and I'll teach you right over the phone how this works. No pressure, best service you'll ever get. Get off that roller coaster ride. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Remember, you'll never go backwards again due to stock market decline. Now, isn't that where you want to have your money? Call me now at 1-800-553-6247, and God bless you.
Call 800-553-6247. Certain restrictions apply. License number 0578122.
From sport.org radio, I'm Bill Houston.
You know, I've been in touch with my guys. They flew out there on Sunday night, and I know there was some concern of them, and obviously it's a well-placed concern.
That's the voice of Mickey Weston, Chicago White Sox chaplain, on the unrest this week in Baltimore. Mickey, a former big league pitcher, once wore an Orioles uniform.
The time that Lisa and I had in Baltimore was just unbelievable back in 1989 and 90. And, I mean, Cal Ripken at short and Billy at second. I mean, it was just a really special time. It's where I got my first shot at the big leagues, and we just fell in love with the city.
Mickey told me that it's a longing for peace and happiness that's at the heart of Baltimore's story, and the story of each of our lives.
I pray as Paul prayed. He said, you know, Lord, open the eyes of their heart that they may see what the true riches that they can have in Christ Jesus. And that's what it is people are trying to look to this world for satisfaction, and they're never going to find it. They'll never be at peace. They'll never be satisfied no matter how much they have. I mean, we work with guys that are making millions of dollars that are not satisfied. They've got all the toys and finances, but they will not find true satisfaction apart from a relationship with Christ.
Former Baltimore pitcher and current White Sox chaplain Mickey Weston. Are you searching for peace, purpose, true happiness? The only answer is in Jesus Christ. Learn more about a personal relationship with him when you visit sport.org. Look for the link on Finding Peace with God.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Go deeper into the scripture behind the story of NBC's epic television event, AD, The Bible Continues. Dr. David Jeremiah chronicles the struggles of Christ's disciples following the resurrection, while painting a magnificent portrait of the political and religious upheaval that led to the formation of the early church. Complete with helpful background information about the characters, culture, and traditions of the era, AD, The Bible Continues, The Revolution That Changed the World, is an action-packed read exploring one of the most significant chapters in world history. Read the first chapter now at adthebooks.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
For your love. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Apparently, I don't give out the Facebook address very much, so people just go to Facebook at the KPRZ Facebook. That's only part of our Facebook dealios. Also, you can go to the David Spoon Experience, the David Spoon Experience. And if you go there, make a comment. I have a lot of fun. I interact with people on there. That's a blast. As long as you keep it cool.
Spoon!
You just got to keep it cool, though. I mean, you know, some people kind of they lose it. I've had people, oi, 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 oi,
oi. And double oi.
Yeah, that's perfect. Oh, and double. Okay, so we're going to cover a little history in the next segment just a little bit. But I will tell you, just for my very good friend, Robo Producer, it is Shrimp Scampi Day. Just to let you know. I mean, you know, the term scampi by itself is the name of a dish of shrimp served in garlic butter and dry white wine, served either with bread over pasta and rice.
Think we should change the name of the show to the Dave Scampi Experience.
You know, I'm not opposed to that. I'm a huge shrimp scampi fan. Huge.
I'm a huge shrimp fan of any kind.
I'm a big shrimp fan. You know, the wife is not that partial to shrimp. She just doesn't move her that way. You know what moves her in the realm of fish?
What's that?
Lobster. Lobster moves her, but that's the only. She doesn't like whitefish. She doesn't like catfish. She's not like a fish person.
I'm a crab man first, then give me the shrimp, lobster. If it's good.
I like all fish. I'm one of those guys.
A non-discriminatory seafood lover. I like it.
I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Not many people do.
I'm not. You know, it's like a miniature head of lettuce that's been shrunk. In Honey, I Shrunk the Lettuce. And so it's a Brussels sprout. It's actually a head of lettuce that's been shrunk. That's my theory. I'm going with it. I'm staying with it. Okay, let's get into the Christian leaders telling the Supreme Court what they think. This comes out of We Will Not Obey. Christian leaders threaten civil disobedience if the Supreme Court legalizes gay marriage. Now, here's the ultimate irony behind this proclamation. If this proclamation was from the liberal activist community, everybody would go, yeah, right on. We stand. Yeah, we support it. If this proclamation was from any group telling Christians they're bad, the Bible is bad, people of faith are bad, and Jewish people are bad, everybody would stand behind it, and the media support would be outrageous. They would love it. But this actually comes from Christian leaders threatening civil disobedience if the Supreme Court legalizes gay marriage. So let's understand what's being said. They're saying we're going to be operating in civil disobedience, right? This has to do with saying to the government, we think you're being oppressive. We don't want to respond to you. We're not going to yield to you. And we are not going to obey these things that you're telling us to do. This is a warning from a group of prominent religious leaders, and it's being sent to the Supreme Court of the United States as the Supreme Court is considering same-sex marriage. The signees of this particular communication are former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, national religious broadcaster President Jerry Johnson, Pastor John Hagee, and Franklin Graham, President and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistical Association and Samaritan's Purse. I want to let you know this. This you might find pretty interesting. The pledge was co-drafted by Deacon Keith Forney, a Catholic deacon, and Matt Staver, the founder of Liberty Council. Also involved was Rick Scarborough, the president of Vision America Action, and James Dobson, the founder of Family Talk Radio. So think about this. There's a group of Christian leaders, and they are communicating to the Supreme Court, even if you say yes, we say no, we're not going to support that. Again, if this was not a Christian group threatening civil disobedience, if this was a group about homosexual rights, if this was about race, if this was about sexism, the media would be all over this. It would be the most important story ever. Oh, civil disobedience, just like Martin Luther King Jr. when he thought it was wrong for the government to oppress, which they were doing contrary to Scripture. So now these guys are standing in Scripture, and they're going to get blasted for it. But here's a passage that you may want to consider before you render judgment. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. So, you know, Peter and James and John were the closest ones connected to Jesus. And when Peter defied the orders of the Pharisees, they arrested him. And he defied the orders of the Pharisees by preaching that Jesus is the Christ. And they all got mad. What? You can't disobey us? So they took Peter and they brought him before the council and they said, why aren't you listening to what we're telling you to do? Now, just get ready because that's going to become a very familiar theme in America in about 20 years. Why aren't you doing what we're telling you to do? Now, just get used to that real quickly so you can know how it's coming. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than men. And the bottom line is the need to honor and seek first the kingdom of God, the need to honor God with our actions, believing, especially if you're a Bible-believing Christian, that same-sex marriage process is incorrect, not any more sinful than other elements that people try to make. I think that's ridiculous because abortion's a terrible sin. They're all terrible. That doesn't matter. Any sin will separate you from God. Any sin will split hell wide open and drop you in. That's got nothing to do with it. The bottom line is in all of it, our need is to respond first and foremost to God. And what happens, and I don't know if you know this or not, but what's happening now is the government is not unaware that there is in Christianity this statement that we must obey God rather than men. What they've done is they've just identified anybody who thinks that as a radical who needs to be kept watch because they don't want them to be subverting, so to speak, the government. But it's not subversion of the government. It's not a rebellion against the government to stand firm in Christian principles. That's kind of a fake argument. What it is that the government wants compliance for political correctness. The government wants political correctness because it enables them to control the way they want to control. But Scripture doesn't give us that luxury. Scripture doesn't give us the luxury to say, well, we'll just respond to whatever they say, even if it's contrary to God. Scripture gives us the command to seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and then everything else shall be added unto us. Scripture gives us the command to make the pursuit and the love for God first and all else second, including family, let alone government. So the idea that you can't have your faith and operate in it because it's some radical position is not a real argument. What it is they're trying to make people comply. And we don't, as Bible-believing Christians, have a need to be disobedient to God in order to find favor with man. The idea that we want to please man over God is also contrary to Scripture. And anybody, any leader, anybody, especially the false prophets that are out in the media, any of those people who are making proclamation that a person's faith must be submitted to the government control is anti-Christian, anti-Bible, anti-Jewish, and anti-God. And mostly anti-Jesus. I mean, just directly. The bottom line is this. You have a faith. And in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9, it says, if you don't stand for your faith, you won't stand for anything. You have to stand. You might not like the results. I think that's a lot of what persecution and trouble for believers has to do with. But with the Lord, you can get through anything. But you can't abandon your faith to please people. And here's the biggest reason why. Name one person that owns heaven and that they can put you in it. Name one. Just name one person that when they die, they'll say, okay, Dave, you can come to my heaven. Name one. Only God owns heaven. And Jesus is the door and the Bible is the truth. You can stand in it or you can run away from it. But one day you'll give an account for it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we'll have our Facebook post and a little bit of history. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Simply because your child outgrows their fireproof pajamas doesn't mean they outgrow their need for affection.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Wednesday, April 29th.
If a girl isn't going to find it, like, affection from her dad, just hugs and, like, I love you so much. Oh, you look so beautiful today, you know. Thanks for being a part of my life. You know, then the girl's going to find it somewhere else, and a guy's going to say it to her if that's what she wants to hear.
When it comes to showing children affection, I've learned that it's a lot easier to hug and kiss on a chubby toddler than on a lanky, awkward teenager. But just like that young lady said, teenagers need affirmation just as much as when they were little. Once when our second child, Benjamin, was a teenager, my wife, Barbara, came up to him and gave him a big hug. After a moment, she let go. But Benjamin didn't. He held on. And so Barbara kept on hugging him. It was a good reminder to Barbara and me that our teenagers, even as young men, need more than just verbal affirmation. They need to be shown physical affection, too. One final thought. Don't be intimidated by your child's size or standoffish attitude. Deep inside, they'll appreciate a sincere hug and kiss from a loving mom or dad. I'm Dennis Rainey. I still hug my kids, and yep, that's real family life.
So you're at work. You've just finished this huge and stressful project when the boss walks in. You're doing it all wrong, he says. You need to move in a completely different direction here. How would you react to that? Well, Simon Peter was a fisherman, and one day, after a long night of empty nets, Jesus stepped into his boat and said, "Put out to deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon Peter said, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I'll let down the nets." They hauled in two boatloads of fish, a miracle that rocked Peter's world. "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Jesus replied, "Be not afraid. From now on, I will make you a fisher of men." So, short version, when Jesus comes into your boat, into your life, nothing will ever be the same. What's your job? Do what Simon Peter did. Say yes. Go to billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents and gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $249. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to, you can reach us by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. We're going to do our Facebook post in just a moment, but first I would just want to cover a little bit of history because I didn't get a chance to talk about any of it. For those that do not know, on this day in 1945, American soldiers liberated Dachau. It's actually Dachau concentration camp. Wow, that's pretty amazing. In 1986, pitcher Roger Clemens set a Major League Baseball record by striking out 20 batters in a regular 9-inning game. He repeated this later on 10 years. He repeated that same thing. Pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. And then something that I think is very important for somebody like me, in 1913, on this day, Swedish-born engineer Gideon Sundback of Hoboken, New Jersey, received a U.S. patent for the separable fastener. You know what that is? That's called a zipper. Just in case you want to know, those are the things you need to know. And last but not least, in 1852, on this day, the first edition of Peter Rudgett's Thesaurus was published for the first time. Wow. Not thesaurus, this. That's a dinosaur. Okay, let's do our Facebook post music right now. Well, that's what we're talking about. Boy, if you remember that song, you are as old as I am. That doesn't really bid well for you. But anyway, here is the Facebook post for today. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 13. Don't get a lot of Facebook posts in Zach. And some people go, Zach. Okay, fine. Zechariah. That's fine. Does that work for you? 8:13. Here's what it says. As you have been an object of cursing among the nations, O Judah and Israel, so will I save you, and you will be a blessing. Wow. Listen to that. As you have been an object of cursing among the nations, O Judah and Israel, so will I save you, and you will be a blessing. So you and me. So yeah, there's times where we've gone through life and it comes off as though we're like objects of being cursed and maybe things look a little goofy. But then the Lord enters the picture, saves us, catch this, and changes things so that where you're at, he moves you so that you move from feeling like you're cursing, you're being cursed among the nations, to being a blessing. And here's the key in this. You are the blessing to others. And what you don't recognize is God doesn't give you great favor and gifts so you can go, I'm so great. Aren't I terrific? No, you're not. God gives you favor and graces so you can bless others. He communicates his love through you. If you were formerly an object of scorn, he has, will, and is going to save you. That's understanding the tenses of salvation. And he makes us a blessing. And catch this. He makes us a blessing for the sake of others. Now, we get to reap part of the participation, but the reason that God graces you is for you to be a vehicle of his love to others. You know that trial you went through that was really hard, and now you're coming through, you're coming out the other end? Do you think God did that because he's like, yeah, I'm pretty bored, I need a petri dish, what do we got? Okay, let's put this person through this, let's see what happens here. Let's juggle this and see what happens. Oh, let's throw this in. It's great prime time. Man, he doesn't do it for that reason. He pulls you through something so that you can then in turn be part of the process of pulling somebody else through it, and they can in turn be a part of pulling somebody else through it. Just think of 2 Corinthians 1, how God is a God of comfort, and comforts, as Paul was writing, us, so we can be a comfort to you. The Lord pours it on you so you'll pour it on others. He blesses you so you'll bless them. He touches you so you'll be able to be a vehicle of touching. And you know why he does all that he does? Because he loves us. And he knows the beginning from the end. And he does everything he does with our best interests at heart. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're coming back with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.